Did you ring me?
Yes, sir. Just a moment. Mr. Ziegler was calling you, sir.
Yeah.
Did you want to take it?
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right.
Mr. President?
Yeah. I just wanted to double check with you. I'd mentioned that Haig arrived back at 1 o'clock in this meeting with Kissinger, and we'll be meeting with you this afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that he's meeting with you prior to the 3 o'clock reception, and then we'll be meeting with you after that reception and before the 6 o'clock reception. To indicate conferring with him this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm going to mention that you will meet with Kissinger at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning before he departs at 9:30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that agreeable?
Yeah, that's perfectly right. I've been in touch with Haig throughout, of course.
Well, we've made that point, yes, sir.
God, I've been in touch, and there isn't a thing. He isn't getting reports. I've read his latest cable already.
Mr. President, it's not necessary.
But on the other hand, I will place a call to him.
Right. But from
he's going. That's all right. You just say that.
From a public standpoint.
You can say that, yes, I'm meeting with him this afternoon.
Right.
And also after the reception and so forth.
Right. Okay. I'll just use my judgment on that.
All right, fine. Thank you.
Then, sir.
Yeah.
Just one final point, if I take a moment. I wanted to get it absolutely straight on the adding of the last paragraph in your inaugural address. I've indicated that you worked late after returning from the concert. And
For its final form.
Right.
But what actually happened was that when did you give it out to the wire services?
The speech?
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock.
Oh, at
nine? I mean, at 7 o'clock in the morning, we handed it out.
No. That night, I thought you gave it out. We had it ready for you at 7.
Well, we gave it to two of the wires the night before, yes, sir.
Yeah, at what? 7 or what?
I think it was 7:30 the night before that we gave it.
Well, now that's what they had. Do you remember?
Right.
Fine. You tell them that when I gave it to you at that time, I said, I'll give you this to the wire services, but that I reserve the right to add anything that I may want to.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That I actually began work on the on this paragraph that occurred to me, and I mm-hmm. began writing on it and so forth around 5 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and that I finalized it in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Before going to the inaugural, galas. In other words, I worked on it right up to the time we went mm-hmm. to the inaugural concerts,
mm-hmm.
and then when I came back from the concerts, I worked on it again,
mm-hmm.
and made another modification. But that's the way it was.
Right.
And it was in my copy, consequently, my writing copy. As a matter of fact, my writing copy was that Rose had prepared, which arrived here around 7 o'clock, had a version of it in mm-hmm. it, the first version, but mm-hmm. I modified that in delivery.
Right.
So you can say that I worked... So basically you can say that I finished the text of the address at 6 o'clock, finally, that was given to the press.
Mm-hmm.
I told you remember you were
yes,
over
sir.
I said, now I'm working. I said, I want to modify this.
Right.
I may want to add something. I'm
right.
not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'd already been working on adding something. The idea occurred to me at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I just sort of started to work with it, but I didn't have it in my mind yet.
Right.
Then between 6 and the time of the inaugural address, I went through the usual drafts, and finally got it finished and what I considered, what it would inform that I had typed, and it was typed before the inaugural address.
Mm-hmm.
In that form. Then after I returned, I worked on it late in the evening and made a few, another small change. But anyway, then it was a change.
Late in the evening after you returned from the concert?
After I returned from the concert,
yes, sir.
I finished it in final form. Although I did the preliminary work between 5 and 8, basically, or something, or after we had, you see, I had to give the copy to the people to type up for the press, and I turned that over around 5 o'clock or so. They went ahead with that. Then I continued to work between then and 8 o'clock.
Right, before going to the concerts.
Before going to the concerts. And by that time had a copy typed, because that's everybody knows that the girl had something, that a copy was typed, a preliminary copy for me. After the concerts, I worked some more. On it and finished it.
Yes, sir.
So that's the way it was.
Okay. Everyone was very moved by that ending paragraph, and that's why they were wondering this.
Now that, you mean the part that was not in the text?
Yes, sir.
Because the ending paragraph was there, yeah.
I mean the part not in the text, yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was the way it worked. And there was one line that was left out. I mentioned it, Hague, today. That was what I was trying to reach you about, but in any event, it wasn't necessary. I got the press copy, and I found they'd left it out of that. In the copies, in every copy that we had made, come in. In every copy we had made, where we had the words, "We will defend our treaty commitments."
Yeah.
And then we also had the word after that, "We will defend our interests."
Right.
And some way Rose or somebody just left the damn thing out, and I don't see how it got left out of the copy that went. But when I saw it was not in my reading copy, I tried to reach Rose. She couldn't remember whether it had been in or out, and I don't know whether it may have been Price's office. But Price says that it was not intended to be left out, so somebody dropped one sentence out there.
Mm-hmm.
The defending of our interests it only means something to highly sophisticated people, but it is important because it does involve the places like Israel, where
right.
we do not have treaties.
Right.
On the other hand, we will resist and also defend whether you don't have treaties. If your interests are violated, you go in and defend them. But nevertheless, that sentence was left out, to our regret.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has yet raised the question, but we'll if by any chance the subject ever should rise, you can say, yes, that's in the text, and it was inadvertently
right.
left out by the stenographer, because
mm-hmm.
that's what it was,
mm-hmm.
or by the proofreader.
Right.
I wouldn't say the stenographer.
I don't think anyone will raise that. I think,
well, maybe not. It's a very, very important line, however, for anybody that knows anything about foreign policy.
Right.
Very, very important line.
Okay.
Press is, as might be expected, really didn't even comprehend the full implications of the speech. I don't know. I mean, we just can't expect him to. I told Price, because we did an awful lot of work on this, that this is probably one of the better ones that has been done because of its conciseness, its relating, its basic having one central theme, it's relating the foreign to the domestic and the rest. But you look at the press and those assholes, I mean, they don't ever see anything. It just shows you that it really doesn't make a hell of a lot of difference what kind of a speech we put out. I mean, we could get up there and, just give a few platitudes. And because the problem we have is that you never get any credit for a good one, so you really shouldn't worry about whether they're bad. That's my opinion.
Anyway. Well, I don't
press,
have that total
thing.
Reaction from the press.
Well, that's what it was, Ron. I mean, I checked the core from, the people that worked among them and so forth, and usually the whole hum stuff, and that's right, except for one or two friends.
Well, the reaction I have gotten from the speech is one that is very good. That was a tremendous speech, and people, I think, recognize the significance of, many of the statements in it, the division of responsibilities, for example. That is a very potent, point.
Yeah. Well, it is.
And
it is, if they sense, though, the historic significance is the application of what is called the Nixon Doctrine.
That's right.
At home as well as abroad.
Right.
Such lines as that, which are that instead of asking what will government do for me, what can I do for myself?
Right.
That's a very different thing from what Kennedy was saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totally different. And the whole situation that government must learn to take less from people so that people can do more for themselves.
Right.
And we should determine how much we help others by how much they're willing to help themselves.
Right.
Now that's at home and abroad. Now these are things, those are the important things which most of the press missed totally. didn't they didn't comprehend it, but they may have done it deliberately missed it because they realized it was significant.
The comments that I've heard,
I'm not complaining about it. It's just a matter of resigning ourselves to what we have to face.
I understand that point.
Yeah.
But I repeat, the comments that I heard, not only from the press corps, but yesterday evening, was very, very positive. And people realized what they were hearing.
Well, maybe the main thing is that people perhaps pick it up. Maybe a few of them can. With regard to this business of the edition and so forth, who are you having to give that to? You mean to the magazines or something? Who's interested in that? Are we?
No. They just want to know from historic standpoint. A number of presses have asked me.
They always wonder how a line was added. Well,
that's right. And
I started working on it in the afternoon, about 5 o'clock.
Right.
5 o'clock. But we had to go out with the press copy earlier, and I
right.
said, well, I haven't finished it yet, and I wasn't sure I was going to use it.
Right.
So I left it out of the press until I had finalized it. Then I really determined for sure I was going to use it after I returned from the concert.
Right.
Read it again and felt that it fit the occasion. And I'd, that's really what it is. That's when I determined that it would fit.
Right. No one is even bothered by the fact that it was in the press.
You can tell them that. That's a natural thing.
Right.
It's a natural thing.
Sure.
You always wonder how things are written. Right. Okay, Rod, thank you.
Okay, sir.
Right.
Fine.